This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:05 p.m. It's the wake up call.
So Haley Williams, who's the lead singer of Paramore, was on a very popular podcast called Popcast. They talk about music, and she was asked a question about lyrics in one of her new songs to clarify something, and she didn't hold anything back. Now, I wanted to play for you the clip of the song that they are talking about, and then it goes right into the conversation about this clip.
I'll be the biggest star at this racist country singer's bar.
You want to name names? Could be a couple different.
It could be a couple, but I'm always talking about Morgan Wallen. I don't give a find me at Whole Foods.
Find me at Whole Foods, bitch.
That's funny.
I love Haley Williams. And to be perfectly honest, I agree with her. I also think Morgan Wallen is a racist. And that was kind of the end of the story. Morgan Wallen didn't respond, as far as I know. Like, there was no news or anything like that. It was just, there was the clip. It just existed. And that was it. Everybody moved on. Well, a certain sect of this country needs everything to be a fight about something. So they took it upon themselves as if they were all Morgan Wallen and got their panties in a bunch. Now, the leader of this group seems to be a gentleman by the name of Kid Rock. Okay. And over the weekend, a week removed from the story,
okay,
Kid Rock went on Fox News.
What?
Yes, yes. Everything is a story. Everything's a big fight now, Katie. Everything
went
is news.
Went on the news?
Went on the news. I mean, this is the world we live in now. I mean, this is slight sidebar, but Chapel Roan was attacked by the White House over the weekend because she said something on stage. And it's like, not everything needs to be responded to. I can't believe that in this story, Morgan Wallen's the bigger person than the president. But anyway, all right, I digress. So Kid Rock was on Fox News, and he turned into one of those memes that starts with nobody, blank space.
Okay.
Kid Rock has thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. And here's what Kid Rock had to say about the Morgan Wallen, Haley Williams feud.
You know what's stupid is people who think they're cooler than art thou, that worry about their outfit every day, like, you know, some of these rock singers that live here in Nashville, won't say any names, or these, you know, chicks running around in their campuses with blue hair and, you know, their five nose rings.
Okay, can I tell you the best part of this audio? He thinks he is being hysterical.
I know!
He thinks, and he is delivering these lines. He's absolutely said all of this before.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And whatever hangers-on always laughed when he did it, because he is delivering these...
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like your dad's friend that comes over for the Niners game and drinks too many garage beers and has thoughts.
Yeah.
And thinks he's being funny, but he also wants to give his hot take on something. Like, he couldn't sound like more of an old fuddy-duddy.
Also, you know what else is hysterical? Hearing Kid Rock talk about how anybody looks.
Oh, I know.
Kid Rock looks like a used rag.
Yes.
Okay. One that you use when you're changing oil.
Right.
Okay.
He looks like somebody who is in a Podunk Town's 4th of July float.
Like he has like seven stringy pieces of hair left.
Right.
That he just let sort of just drape down his face.
Kid Rock looks like if they made a movie about defrosting a caveman and then making him run for president. Like, that's what, and the best line is, Haley Williams responded to the Kid Rock thing and says, I remember being a little kid in Mississippi, and the first time I heard Ball with the Ball, I thought it was dangerous and cool. And my, how the turntables have turned.
Good for her.
Like, he just sounds like such a dork, like an old man dork.
With their 5 nose rings.
These rock stars that care about how they look.
No, he said rock singers.
Rock singers, even worse.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like, you know in Hocus Pocus, when the bad guys come and take Max's shoes?
Yeah.
And the way that they talk, and they think that, like, because back then it was cool to be like, I'm a rap star.
Yeah, that's totally it. I'll bet if we took off Kid Rock's stupid effing fedora, we'd find ice in the back of his head. And no, that's not a political statement, White House. That's from Hocus Pocus.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.